Hi, Lily Allen.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in.
It's a pleasure.
I'm glad you've come in because people really don't like doing our show much anymore.
Oh.
Because, well, we're always really nice, but it just... I don't know, recently it's just gone a bit...
The sympathy card quite early here, right?
It's just gone a bit weird sometimes. Like, we had an interview with Mariah Carey.
I bet that was fun.
Well, it was all right, but she just spent the whole thing looking a bit bemused because I... Can you remember why I started doing a Kate Nash impression? Like, this is my face.
No, I can't
covered in freckles. And she was like, is that an actual
song? What are you doing? Did she introduce you to her rarity?
I'm sorry?
She calls one of her legs... a rarity.
Does she?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's more special than the other one.
Is that true?
Apparently so.
No, I've never met her rarity. We're not that close.
I just have a sort of image of her introducing herself. Hi, I'm Mariah, and this is my rarity.
It's quite surprising I haven't seen a rarity, because I sat on a hotel bed with her recently.
Yeah, exactly,
as
yeah.
Well. But no, I haven't seen
I'd
it.
Have loved to have seen your face if you had seen her rarity.
So would I.
You wouldn't have known what to do.
I wouldn't know, seriously. Anyway, so it's good that you've come in. Thanks.
It's my pleasure, Scott.
I think I just panicked because it was Mariah, do you know what I mean? And she just, like, you actually move as well, and she doesn't move anymore.
Oh, really?
She just glides towards you. Like that. You know, we're talking about that hotel thing. Do you have to do... interviews, you know, those hotel junkets all around the world where
I just came back from Germany, did one, and I was in, where else was I last week? Somewhere. Holland. I did them, yeah, both places. And before that, Sweden. Yeah, I do them all the time.
And people just file into the hotel room and ask you some weird questions and then go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
What do they ask you when you're abroad?
They go, so, tell me, what is the inspiration behind your style?
And you go, God.
I go, mainly I read magazines and tear pictures of Sienna Miller and Kate Moss out and base my look on them.
Do you do them all with a big cardboard cutout of yourself behind you?
No.
All the junkies you see on the table.
No, but some people are really weird. Like, someone said to me the other day on a photo shoot, do you want a mirror?
What?
And I was like, what do you mean? Like, some people have a mirror behind a photographer so they can check their poses out while they're having their photo taken. I thought maybe that's why I look so bad in photos. I need the mirror. Give me the mirror.
Who is it, that person, a celebrity, that just makes stuff up in, stuff up in interviews? I can't remember who it is.
I do it quite a lot.
Do you?
Yes.
And then sometimes it comes back to haunt you.
Not really to haunt me, I do some really stupid things. Like, people are like, where are you now? I'm like, oh, I'm on a tour bus with Guns N' Roses. I just meant to be doing some promo, but I just thought, whatever, go off with my mates Guns N' Roses on the tour bus instead.
Do they print it?
Yeah.
I love that. It makes it a little bit more fun, doesn't it?
Makes me look cooler.
What do you always get asked, apart from what was the inspiration behind your sound?
People go... So, yeah, listening to this new record, it sounds a lot more mature than the last record. And I go, well, yeah, it's weird because I wrote the last one 4 years ago. Bizarre that it would sound like it's moved on a little bit.
Is there anything, before we continue the interview, that we should steer clear of asking?
Yes, many things, but I'm sure you can figure that out yourself.
Okay, I'm fairly sure he can't.
Right, you're not going to show me your rarity, are you?
No.
Oh, God. Right, let's start with some hard-hitting questions, okay?
Oh, God.
Here we go. Have you been watching X Factor?
Yes!
Yeah, see? You watch it?
Yeah.
Did you see it on Saturday?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Ruth Spanish was my favourite.
Hey?
Ruth Spanish, or Lorenzo, but I call her Ruth Spanish.
Oh, Ruth Spanish, yeah.
Yes, Ruth.
But she went.
I know, I'm really sad about that.
Who should have gone?
Owen.
Him.
Yeah, okay. Owen, there you go, that one.
What did you think of Brittany?
No, actually, you know what? He shouldn't have gone. Really, Vickers should have gone.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Controversial.
Vickers.
Can't even bring yourself to say her first name.
Yeah, Diana, sorry. Mm. You know what? I just felt like the whole thing was a bit of a farce. When she didn't sing on Mariah Carey week, I felt like that she should have had to have come back next week and sang a Mariah song as well as a Best of British song. Because then it would have been fair. Because, you know, obviously Mariah is quite difficult to match vocally. And I don't think that Diana's very technically good.
Okay.
Brilliant, I would agree.
No, I quite like that because everyone's going, oh, Diana's going to win.
No, because she just goes, ha! at the end of everything, wasn't she? And it was yellow.
That's really good. That's
stars.
Really good.
And my hand.
Please tell me what you thought about Britney.
I love Britney, but you know what? I went to heaven afterwards to go.
Did
and see
you go?
Her. Yeah, she didn't turn up.
And it well, was, no, she was there. Apparently,
yeah, I saw her there, but I didn't. When she didn't come on the stage, and it was really, it was quite sad. I was sad.
Was it rammed in there?
It was rammed. It was really hot. People were fainting all over the place. Quite unsafe. I think Westminster Council should probably be doing some investigating there.
She's getting loads of stick today for miming.
She shouldn't. I think that everyone knows that Britney's a mimer.
Yeah, actually, I don't care if she's a mimer.
Yeah, I don't.
But it was dreadful.
We've always known that she's a mimer. It wasn't. I thought it was great. The dance moves, the elbowing.
It wasn't just the miming.
I loved it.
It was the fact that the miming was so bad, and also the fact that she didn't know where she was.
She's terrified. No, I'm.
What do you mean she didn't know where she was?
Dermot, Coxie said this morning. Dermot said to her, "So, what do you think of the contestants?" And she said,
"Yeah, I love her being in London.
I love being in
it's
London.
Great, and I'm just really happy. I'm really happy to be here right now. Yeah, it's just great. Do it,
Coxie. Just keep doing what you do.
Yeah, just keep doing it."
Coxie said she might as well have gone on and said, "I love working with children, and I'd like to save the whale." Just like the beauty pageant.
I didn't mind it at all.
Well, you wouldn't.
No. I thought she was great. I like her. And yeah. I thought her outfit was wicked.
Yeah. Now, I'm starting a collection of really bored-sounding pop stars. Mm-hmm. She's already done me one.
Hi, this is Britney Spears, and you're listening to Scott Mills on Radio 1.
She mimed that, and somebody dubbed it for her.
Yeah, she was miming.
Yeah, somebody dubbed
she
it.
She didn't actually do the burp, did
no,
she?
No, we added that. Well, yeah. Would you be able to do me a really bored-sounding one? Like, hi, I'm Liliana, and you're listening to Scott Mills on Radio 1. Right, yeah. Take this as your inspiration.
Hi, this is Britney Spears, and you're listening to Scott Mills on Radio 1.
Don't have to do the burp.
Okay. Hi, I'm Lily Allen, and you're listening to Scott Mills on Radio 1.
No, not boring enough. Again?
Hi, I'm Lily Allen, and this is Scott Mills on Radio 1.
Yeah, that's the one. Right, now, when should we play your new track? Because we've got, like, the news and stuff to do now, but you're going to stay here for a while, aren't you?
Okay.
Oh, God.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Lily Allen's still here.
Hello.
All right. Now, I've got your new record here. Where is it, actually? Oh, I did this the other week with the... I had the only copy in the whole building of the Take That album and lost it. Right, 5 minutes. Oh, I've got it here. This is your new record. I have to say, Lily, it seems more mature than...
It's interesting you should say that, Scott.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's quite a much anticipated release, isn't it?
It's much constipated.
Of your new single, The Fear. Taken from the second album, It's Not Me, It's You, written and recorded by, I believe, yourself and Greg Kirsten.
Indeed.
And the album, All Right Still, of course, your debut release.
Mm-hmm.
And you've sold out. Oh, sorry, no, your first show in over 2 years has sold out.
No, I just want to make it clear before we play the record, I have sold out.
Lynette from Glasgow's been on saying, "Oi, hurry up and play the new Lily Allen song, please. I'm refusing to leave my car to go into Asda until it's played." So you're stopping people shopping.
Good.
Hearing the credit crunch.
Exactly.
Says, can you ask Lily if she's doing a tour? You are, aren't you?
No, couldn't be bothered this
Oh, really?
Time. Of course I am!
A full UK tour confirmed
someone's
for March.
Someone's meant to have given me a thing with all the dates on it.
Oh, we'll get them in a minute, don't worry.
It starts in Glasgow and ends in London, I know that much. I guess we're probably going down. I would think.
I would probably think
they might just change it now for a laugh. Glasgow first, like Bournemouth second,
just to keep it, just to mix it up.
Southampton, Newcastle,
Belfast,
Cardiff. This is a fun game. Let's do this
for the rest of the day. Okay, we're going to play it then. What?
No.
What?
Everyone like it, please.
This is a download from Unofficial Mills. For more clips like this, check out unofficialmills.co.uk.
What, is it about the life of deadless celebrities?
No, it's more about the sort of obsession with celebrity culture, the society in which we live, the consumerist world, the... Yeah, that kind of thing.
That kind of...
Oh, I'll just be really clever, shall I? Yeah. No, it's about things that aren't really real. being a bit sad.
Do you, like, because you watch loads of TV, much, you, in fact, you've seen...
You are a total hypocrite.
No, because... No, not at all. It's just that you seem to watch all the TV shows that I've been on, and they're not, you know...
Hole in the Wall.
Hole in the Wall. You even watch Celebrity Scissorhands.
I love Celebrity Scissorhands.
Sally Morgan, Star Psychic?
No.
Did you see him in Casualty?
No.
What was that thing that I got off?
It just is Casualty. No. Yeah.
What was that thing where I had to be your butler for the day or something?
Oh, yes. About a year ago, I got a request in through someone saying, would you like to have Scott Mills be your butler for a week? And I said, no.
Really not.
Really?
No.
What was that for?
I can't remember.
It's for a TV programme, yeah.
Don't take this the wrong way, Lily, but you really will do anything.
I believe that I also said no. No, I definitely didn't. I doubt that very much.
You wanted to be my slave.
Yeah, I did. But it wasn't to be. Now... We've got an idea, which I think... Would you ever do Lily Allen Week on X Factor?
Because yeah, but I don't think there's enough songs. Well, it'd have to be the last week, when there's only one person left. Smile!
I'd quite like that. Would you be prepared for them to murder your songs, though?
I think I've done a pretty good job of that myself. No, I think, yeah, it'd be fun. Why not? Mm. They should do American Idol Lily Allen Week. That would be even weirder. That would be good.
We've had an idea
at
which
we're first when I see you smile. That'd be hilarious. Let's do it. Let's call Simon now.
We're trying to get Simon on board with this idea for Muppet Week, where they do songs from the Muppets. We've kind of thought this already. Listen.
It's time to face the music. It's time to light the lights. It's time to meet the Muppets on the X Factor tonight. It's the X Factor Muppet Week.
Tell me that wouldn't work.
That'd be good.
It would be good, wouldn't it?
Do they do Disney Week? They should do Disney Week. That's what I think would be the best.
What about this?
Owen Quick!
Imagine there's Owen, and he's sat on some stairs.
Okay.
Here he goes.
Halfway down the stairs is a stair where I sit.
You can imagine it, can't you?
Yeah, it's definitely happening.
Right, here's some questions you would never have been asked before.
I bet you I have.
Okay. Do you like a cheese board?
I love a cheese board.
They're back.
Cheese boards are back. I thought they've always been around.
Well, I don't know, not so much. But recently we've had a lot of students on saying that often of an evening, instead of like going crazy, drinking loads, taking drugs, they will actually sit down with a cheese board and a bit of port.
Yes, I like a cheese board. I'm not so keen on the port, though, actually. Contrary to popular belief.
You know, Tony on Hollyoaks had a cheese board the other week. Heather on EastEnders had one for breakfast.
Right, OK. That was Heather from EastEnders, though.
Oh, yeah.
My brother, bless him, Alfie, went out for dinner the other night and he suggested we had cheese for starters, which I was like, no, that's just wrong. He obviously thought he was being quite sort of, cultured or trying to impress his girlfriend.
Should we have
cheese to start? It's like, no, that's what you have at the end. Oh, bless.
We have this thing on our show where we've decided to start sending gifts to celebrities to see if we get a thank you letter back.
I always send thank you letters, so if you sent me something...
Would you?
I've got special headed paper, Lily Allen on the top. Doesn't have my address on it, but if people send me stuff, I always send a thank you note.
See, that's good. That's so we great. Can start with sending you one.
Yeah.
What can we send?
A cheese board.
Yeah, would you fancy a cheese board?
Yeah.
There's really good offers on at the moment on them, because it's Christmas.
Make her feel special, won't
No,
it?
I'm just...
No, there is.
I was thinking more like Fauna Mason's or any other department store kind of place.
It'll be a Netto cheese board.
Yeah.
Lidl's. Cheese board from Lidl's.
You must get sent loads of stuff, though, because you're, like, famous and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do, actually. But I trade it all in for my privacy. No, I'm joking. Give it all back. No, I do, yeah, I get sent things all the time. Yeah, it's lucky. I'm very lucky. I love my life. I'm really happy to be here in London.
Just keep doing it. Keep doing it. What's the best thing you've been sent and then you sent them a thank you letter back?
Chanel, you know, a very nice company, always send me really lovely things, handbags. They sent me some shoes the other day that had light bulbs in them.
Cool.
They were high heels with light bulbs in them. They were so cool. You switch them on, they light up. It was amazing. They're like LA Gears. I'm doing a lot of product placement. Let's stop it. Okay.
Are they like those trainers that kids have that flash at the
back?
Yeah,
like LA Gears. Exactly. Yeah, yeah, like that. But they don't flash. They're just constant.
On.
yeah, they were quite cool. But I always send thank you letters, yeah, to them.
Right, let's do that.
And Elton John bought me a house once and I sent thank you letter. No, I'm joking. That didn't really happen.
Have you ever been out with somebody just to get the free meal?
No, actually. And when I go out for dinner with guys, I always split the bill. I feel really nervous about people buying me things. I get really freaked out by it.
Shame you're not the same, eh, Becky?
So watch and learn, Becky.
Becky. I've changed.
You haven't changed.
I have.
Basically, she has been in the past out for dinner a lot just to get the free dinner.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not paying her enough then.
No.
even as soon as last week, wasn't it?
Yeah. Another question. Ever wanted to become a ventriloquist?
No.
Okay. Ever had a makeover?
Yeah, all the time.
No, but you know, like one of those ones from the 80s.
From the 80s?
Yeah, you know, like when they put you in soft focus, we were talking about this, and you see, like, in photographic studios.
Oh, right.
Normally they're wearing, like, denim, just massive hair.
No, but I'd like to have one, but going back.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I was really worried for a minute that you were going to ask her to be your puppet for one horrible moment then.
Yeah, what was that face all about?
But then, because she said, have you ever wanted to be a ventriloquist? And then I thought you were going to follow up with, have you ever wanted to be a ventriloquist puppet? And then I thought you were going to invite her over there to sit on your knee.
No, really not.
Right.
No.
Really not.
Really not. And have you ever wanted to enter Eurovision? Because we are.
Yeah, I would really like to, actually. But I don't think I'd win for England.
Why?
Don't know. Just don't think. Do you remember Love City Groove?
Yeah.
That was brilliant, wasn't it? They were Eurovision, weren't they?
Yeah.
In the morning. Yeah, that was cool. Sorry, I went off on one there. They were pretty cool. Yeah, I like Eurovision, but I don't think we're very good, are we? We need to get better.
Well, we need someone better to do it.
Okay, not me. Maybe you and Grig. Oh, no, he'd be Ireland.
Diana?
Diana, yeah, she's good enough for Eurovision.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
It's fine.
Oh, no, I'm going to... Why do I always do get myself in this trouble? I am a nice person, really. I just don't like Diana Vickers.
Now, when you came in last week, like, for a little cup of tea, they're taking pictures of you all the time, aren't they?
Yeah, all the time. It's like a red carpet every time I walk out of my house.
I know. Why do they love following you around, don't they? Why is that, do you think?
Because I'm really interesting, Scott.
Right.
And everything I do is entertaining some level.
Yeah, and that's why they want a picture.
Yeah.
What's the kind of weirdest place you've ever seen photographers?
When I've been to Boots to get some Tampax, that's nice.
Are you product placing again?
Or any other sanitary wear.
What, and they hide it behind the shelves, are they?
No. Well, they do come into supermarkets when I'm in the supermarket.
Weird.
I'm not going to tell you which supermarket, but yeah, weird.
It's unlike you to not do product placement.
Are you going to send a thank you letter to Tampax next week?
No, they'll send me loads of free ones. That'd be a good picture out there.
It's good, isn't it? Yeah.
Lily gets a year's supply. Lily has a heavy week. This is disgusting. Can we move on?
Bye.
Immediately.
What do you want to talk about now?
Not my period.
Okay. Right, well, it's nearly time for the news, but... this has been quite fun today, hasn't
sorry,
it?
I'm really sorry, everyone.
Has it been fun?
Yeah.
I've enjoyed it. And they liked your new record a lot as well.
Did they?
Yes, they really did.
Oh, good.
I'll get you some...
I don't think we've ever finished an interview where we're all blushing.
No, it's getting weird. Anyway, Lily, thank you so much for coming in today.
Don't worry, I'll never come in again.
Okay, thanks. Bye. For more clips like this, check out unofficialmills.co.uk.